Hey coaches, it's Whitney from Get the Pancake, a podcast for volleyball coaches. In this week's episode, I'm going to be sharing some really exciting research that I came across while I was searching for a citation from last week's episode. I'm really excited to share today's information with you because, one, I love studies. I don't know if I'm the only one out there that enjoys learning new information through studies, but I'm really excited to break it down for you because it's worded in a very confusing way. I think the information is gold, but the way that everything was worded, I had to read through it a couple of times before I really understood what they were trying to say. So my hope is that I make it easier for you to digest the information, and then I also tell you some challenges that I had while applying this information in real life. So that's going to give us more opportunities in the future to figure out what's next. So this gives us one chunk of information, and we're going to try and build off of that in the future. I also just give you a takeaway at the end to kind of summarize everything and tell you how to best use this information. I'm reading you the article that I wrote on getthepancake.com. I just published it today, which is Sunday, September 29th, and I'm going to be reading it to you in case you prefer to listen to your information instead of read through my analysis of the study. Today we're going to learn about different types of feedback that you can give to children, is what the study was for. We're going to be applying it to volleyball later on. And we're going to learn how that motivates players and whether or not they choose to persist in an activity. So without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the article. Express Yourself, Motivating Your Players Through Gestures by Whitney Bartuk from GetThePancake.com. Y'all know by now that I promote communicating with your players in a positive manner whenever possible. Well, now I've got even more evidence to back up my thinking. While hunting down research, which I cited in episode 23 of the Get the Pancake podcast, I came across another study that seemed worth reading. Of course, after I read the paper, I realized this information needed to be shared. The study I'm going to discuss in this article is titled High Fives Motivate, the Effects of Gestural and Ambiguous Verbal Praise on Motivation. That's by Bradley J. Morris and Shannon R. Zental, and it was published in the Frontiers in Psychology Journal in 2014. I'll include a link in the description of this podcast, and there's also plenty of links on getthepancake.com in the article as well. Although you're more than welcome to go and read the study for yourself, I want to break down the findings for you here and apply them specifically to volleyball. As a disclaimer, although I read through this study a few times, this is my interpretation of what I read, which could be flawed. If you want to take a closer look at the study for yourself, again, I encourage you to read through their analysis slowly and apply it to your own coaching situation. What did they want to find out? This study looks to answer, does a specific type of feedback encourage higher levels of internal motivation in children? And does a specific type of feedback increase the focus on errors made? Types of feedback tested. 1. Ambiguous verbal praise. Sayings like, good job, or yeah, which are phrases that could indicate the child did a good job in a general, non-specific way. The second type of feedback tested. Explicit verbal praise. Now they broke this down into two subtypes. One, which was verbal trait praise, like you're a good drawer, phrases that define the child as being naturally skilled at something, and then verbal effort praise. An example of that is you did a good job drawing, which are phrases that point out specifically or explicitly what the child did well, focusing on the effort they put into a specific task. And finally, there was gestural praise. This could be a high five or a thumbs up, which is gestures, which typically mean good job. How this was tested. In this study, nearly 100 5- and 6-year-olds heard stories about themselves drawing and then received different types of praise. As a heads up, the kids in the study were 75% male and 86% white. While the study participants were younger than most of our volleyball athletes, and many of us coach girls volleyball and have more diverse teams, I still think this is worth sharing and testing on our own. In the study, the extent of the children's motivation and focus on failures was measured through self-evaluations, continued interest in a task, and used an eye-tracking device to see if they focused on errors. Before the experiment started, the kids were shown four photos drawn by quote-unquote other children and were told that some had errors in them, like an elephant missing a trunk. The researchers performed this part of the study using an eye tracking device, so they were able to determine how much the children focused on errors before the test started. As a side note, it was very confusing reading through this study, but there was never a point in which children were actually drawing. They were simply being told stories about drawings. Okay, end of side note. In the experiment, the kids were told a story about a teacher who found them at the drawing table in class and asked them to draw a picture of a cow. The child was then told that they drew a cow for their teacher, and the teacher came back when they were all finished. The teacher then said, "That looks like a cow," and then either gave verbal ambiguous praise, like good job, verbal trait praise, you're a good drawer, verbal effort praise, you did a good job drawing, or the children were told that their teacher gave them a thumbs up or a high five. Once they were told about their successful drawing, they were shown a picture, which was different than the pictures shown before the experiment started. Children were then asked four self-evaluation questions like, did you like the dog that you drew or not? And did what happened in the story make you feel like you were good at drawing or not good at drawing? They were also asked four persistence questions like, if you had a chance to do something tomorrow, would you draw or do something else? Their answers were marked as pre-failure, and then they were told a similar story, but this time they were told that they drew a picture where they left the ears off a cat or some other error. Once again, they were shown the picture that they drew and were asked the same self-evaluation and persistence questions. After answering these questions, the children were told that they successfully fixed their errors in the drawings and were praised by being told, you found a really good way to draw the dot dot dot. In addition to tracking the children's responses to self-evaluation, like did you like the dog you drew or did you not like it, and persistence, if you had a chance to do something tomorrow, would you draw or do something else, looking at both pre-failure and post-failure, researchers also tracked eye movement to determine areas of interest or fixation areas, both for other children's drawings before the study and when pictures were shown with errors that were supposed to be that child's drawing. Let me summarize that one more time. Children were asked self-evaluation and persistence questions before they were told that they failed on the test and after they were told that they had a failure on the test. And then the researchers were also tracking their eye movement to determine if they were fixating on the errors. Finally, 32 of the children were asked to define what a thumbs up, high five, and yeah meant to them. The results. Researchers in the study were able to rank the types of feedback based on their influence of children's motivation and focus on errors. If you think like I do, you may be surprised to hear the results. In order from worst to best, we have number four, verbal trait praise. Children who were told they were a quote-unquote good drawer after the successful drawing focused significantly more on errors made in the failure scenario. These students were the least likely to persist in the activity. And to pull directly from the paper, the researcher said, when a child attributes success to traits such as intelligence and then experiences failure, he or she is less likely to persist because failure threatens the belief that he or she is intelligent. So what does this mean? Following a failure, children who received verbal trait praise had the lowest persistence and motivation scores. Next, we had two types of feedback, which tied for second. Verbal effort praise and ambiguous verbal praise. The study suggests that verbal effort praise and ambiguous verbal praise produce nearly the same results. The researchers put it best by saying, our results determine that children who received explicit verbal praise for effort or ambiguous praise interpreted it as effort praise, which positively influenced their motivation. These data suggest that there are benefits to children linking praise to effort, even if the attribution is implicit, compared to trait praise, which highlights factors that are not under their control, such as ability. Essentially, what they're saying is, in this scenario, children interpreted "you did a good job of drawing" and "good job" as essentially the same. And then finally, the best feedback method, which was tested, was gestural praise. Again, pulling directly from the study, they said, children receiving gestural praise evaluated themselves and their drawings more favorably than children receiving all types of verbal praise. Although the children receiving high fives and a thumbs up interpreted these methods of praise to mean good job, there seems to be some additional meaning behind the gestures. The researchers noted that although this form of feedback was said to mean good job, the children might actually believe that high fives and thumbs up are reserved for exceptional work and therefore might have influenced them to have the highest levels of persistence after failure and positive feelings about their work and themselves. Application to volleyball. How many times have we reassured our players in a huddle that, "You guys are a good team, you've got this"? Or what about the times we tell our server at crunch time, "You're a great server, you can get these last 3 points for us"? Is this really what we should be saying to our players? Although these phrases might be all right in the short term, particularly if the player or team does go on to perform the skill successfully, we're setting them up for lowered interest and less internal motivation to continue if they make a mistake or face failure. I know I've attempted to reassure players in their skills by telling them they're quote-unquote good players, but now I see that this might not be the best way to motivate. Instead of telling our players, "You're such a great setter," after a particularly good assist, maybe we should focus on the effort made to make that particular set. "You did such a great job of getting to that ball," or even just "a great job," might be all you need to motivate them to continue playing with high levels of effort and motivation. Better yet, add a couple of claps in there. Real life experiments and challenges. Having this knowledge, I attempted to use this information while watching my husband compete in a sporting event over the weekend. While I made sure to give plenty of good jobs, thumbs ups, and high fives when I could, I felt like I was at a loss for words when things were not going well. I reverted to my go-to sayings of, "That's all right, shake it off, and you can do it," along with some half-hearted clapping. In addition to struggling to find something positive to say during tough times, I also became extremely aware of my body language and wondered if it had any impact on his play. Did my crossed arms amplify the mistakes that were being made? Did me looking down or away after a mistake negatively impact his motivation levels? If positive gestures have the greatest positive impact, do negative gestures bring players down more than negative words? There's still a lot that I plan to research on motivation, because I'm sure the answers to these questions are floating around out there just waiting for me to discover them. Key takeaway here is to capitalize when tasks are performed well through effort-focused verbal praise and positive gestures so that players can motivate themselves to persist after failure. All right, that's today's article read to you from GetThePancake.com. There are plenty more articles there, both on coaching philosophy as well as drills that you might be interested in. So make sure to go and check it out. I'll include a link in the description. Something that I found especially interesting from this study is that we're often told to give specific feedback, and that's even something that I said in last week's episode, because that's something that I've been told over and over again, is to give specific feedback on what players are doing well. "You did such a great job chasing down that ball," or "Your footwork was perfect." Something that focuses on what they're doing correctly. And in this study, they said that that's basically the same as telling a player, "Good job." While on the surface, it seems like those two pieces of advice contradict each other, I think that we have to look at context, because in this study, it was young children drawing and trying to determine if they wanted to draw again tomorrow. But in sport, we're teaching, and so we need to point out, you know, what players are doing well and what they need to improve on. So I still think that effort praise is going to be more beneficial than ambiguous verbal praise. But when you're in a match situation or you need to be motivating a player, telling them "good job" is going to do just as much good as giving them verbal effort praise. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I thought it was fascinating, and I'm excited to use it in a volleyball context. I just haven't had that opportunity yet. If you use this at your practice or in a match, let me know how it goes. Reach out to me through Instagram. Just send me a message and let me know how this works for you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you can through your podcasting app and leave a rating so I know how I'm doing. Thank you again, and I'll see you in next week's episode.